I am so excited about this episode because over the last 2 weeks, I've been talking about something that I don't hear a lot of people talking about. And if you haven't listened to those two episodes, episodes 58 and 59, I'll link them below. Please go listen because I'm talking about something that I have not talked about in all my years of podcasting. And I'm not moving away from certain things, but I am expanding and kind of opening up what I have really believed in. And that's where I'm going with this episode. So this one's going to really dive more into, I don't know. I think that maybe, just maybe, the goal isn't always to start a weekly public podcast. And that feels so, even just now with me saying that, I kind of got this like flutter in my heart because I've been saying this for 4 years or however long you've been listening. Whenever you listen to this, it was since 2022. I was talking to people about starting a podcast and how amazing it is for your business. And I do still believe in that. Absolutely. So if you have not listened to the last two episodes, go back and listen to those. You can even listen to them after this. It'll make all of this seem like, it'll just make this make so much more sense. I am just telling you that a weekly public podcast does not always have to be the answer, but the goal, so the goal is not just to start a podcast. The goal is to help you find the right way for people to trust you. And in today's episode, I want to make that make more sense because if there is a, there is different ways to use audio and it does not have to be a weekly public podcast. Well, like what I've been saying for 4 years. So not going against my word because it does still work and I will still help people start that. But I want to help you find out how you or how can you know or how do you know which form of audio is right for your business? Not for everybody else's business, not for the businesses that other people are running that say you need a public podcast, you need a weekly podcast, not even my former version of this podcast. So again, the two episodes before this go into a lot more detail, but let's walk through this because when I work with clients, especially now, I don't start with the audio. I don't start with, should you start a podcast or should you launch a podcast? That's not really the right question that I want to start with. What I want to start with is, what business problem are you trying to solve? And this is going to have to get you thinking a little bit more deeply because I talked about in one of the other episodes, you don't just wake up saying, I want to start a podcast. There's a reason why. And the reason I say this is because different goals require different tools. Just like I have said before, when I had an episode about should you put your podcast on YouTube, if you are physically needing to show people how to use something, you have to be on video. I mean, trying to explain someone how to set up something through audio can work. It just may not be the best. And there are some people who don't need to be on video because all you're doing is giving your thoughts and people don't, I think you get the idea. There are different tools that you can use, but they all fit different goals. So what kind of podcast does your business really need? I'm going to narrow this down to two types. I've said before there are three types of podcasting, but what I mean by this is there are going to be two main focuses that I have on podcasting. When I meet with someone new or someone reaches out to me to say, should I start a podcast? I'm going to start with that business goal and then we're going to work from there. So the two primary types of podcasting, it's just a format. You either have a weekly podcast where you publish weekly or it's ongoing and it's the commitment you need to keep up with, whether it's weekly, biweekly. I had previous clients who they do a monthly episode. Doesn't matter. It's just something that you are continuously doing over time. Option two is a strategic limited podcast series. And I'm going to kind of talk about what the difference is between each of these, because you might find that you are currently doing one and the other, you might decide that that might fit you better, or it could just be an add-on. If you don't have a podcast at all and you're thinking, well, I want a public podcast, but I do not want this weekly commitment, but I want the advantages of it, stay put because I have the other option for you. So thinking of what we've talked about on this show, if you've been listening for any length of time, or just if you are familiar with podcasting in general, a weekly podcast could be really ideal for anyone. But you love creating content. You know that you want, and maybe you don't love it, but you know you want to be able to do it to market your business. You want that ongoing relationship with your audience. You want to show up consistently with new content, new ideas, even refreshing your current ideas. I mean, if you have a business, you're going to be talking about the same things over and over. We know that. We're just taking it from a different standpoint or a different version, or maybe it's the type of, you know, whatever type of episode it might be. The main thing is that you have different ideas every week you want to talk about, and you are willing to commit and be consistent to publishing that content however you decide to do it. So weekly podcasts are incredible. It is what I do. It is what I have encouraged previous clients to do. We've talked about this. I still believe in weekly podcasting. Nothing has changed there. But I want to add in another layer of podcasting that I am really diving deep into. And a lot of the reason is because I'm hearing a lot of business owners, and ironically, twice this week, I had found new shows where they had stopped podcasting. And so I was kind of curious as to why. And even just last night, I was listening to one and she just cannot keep up with the weekly commitment. And my kids are older, so I have a little bit of an advantage point right there. But for those of you out there who have little kids or you have a schedule that just does not work very well for a weekly commitment, or you know that the back end of a podcast is a lot of work. And if you are not in that position to hire someone, and ironically enough, she had an editor. So that wasn't really the problem she was having. It was just knowing that with her limited amount of business time she had, I mean, I could go on a whole backstory about why, what I think she could have done different. That's not the point of this. It was just that there are reasons why a weekly podcast does not fit every business owner. And so I want to provide another option. And that other option is a strategic limited podcast series. Now, this is different. Instead of committing to publishing every week forever or however long or even whatever publishing cadence you have, we are committing to intentionally creating this podcast that will have a defined beginning and end. It is a certain number of episodes. I usually recommend somewhere between 8 and 12 episodes. Every episode has a purpose, and every episode answers the next question that that potential client who's listening might need answered before they're ready to work with you. That's why I call it a strategic limited podcast series, is it takes them from this journey of finding you. Maybe they just now found you, or maybe they've been following you and now you have this limited series, but it's taking them on this decision journey from here's what happens at the beginning, and you're basically telling them here's how it works all the way to the end, which is your offer of solving that problem. You can still do that with a public podcast, but like I've talked about in the past, if you listen to the beginning of the show when it was formerly Podcast First Marketing, I had this like 4-episode cadence or method of like continuously taking people through that little mini journey every month. But if you want an overall way of doing this without having that weekly commitment, we put it into, again, 8 to 12 episodes. Kind of depends on your business, your offer, how much you want to put in there. Anyway, it's around that. And it's taking them from, it's a bingeable journey of them finding you and deciding whether or not you are who they want to work with. It's taking out all of the different objections. You're basically shortening the gap of them finding you to working with you, which still can be done with a public podcast. It just takes longer. Now, a limited series can be delivered 2 different ways. And I've talked about one of the ways before, and that is a private podcast. So the 2 options are you can have a public limited series or a private limited series. Most of us are pretty familiar with a private limited series. We just call it a private podcast. I've had several private podcasts. Basically what it is, it's both are delivered the same way, or not delivered, but both are created the same way to take someone through this journey. But with a private podcast, someone has to opt into it. It's basically private. I mean, they literally have to give you their email address in order to get the private podcast. So you could have this as an opt-in. You could have it be something that they, you know, sign up for to learn more about your offer. Maybe it is something that they get before they hop on a discovery call. I mean, it could be used in a variety of different ways. You could, I even had previous coaches I've hired use it for their curriculum. But as a service provider, the way you can use this, either public or private, is basically, like I said a minute ago, is taking someone from finding out about you, what you have to offer, what your offer solves, and they're going to decide, okay, this is it. Now, will everyone decide after listening to that that they're going to do it right then and there? No, but they have shortened that time. So private, they have to opt in through an email. Public, this is still very much like a weekly podcast. They can find it just by going through keyword research, not keyword research. You've done your keyword research, or I will do it for you. They are putting in keywords or whatever, but it can be found publicly. So this has a lot more of a discoverable advantage. Anyone can find it through Apple or Spotify. If you have that SEO set up and it's discoverable, people can find it on their own and start binge listening to it. So there are advantages and disadvantages of both. I work with you in finding out which one would be best for you. Again, I have had a private podcast. Both of these you do have to market just like you would your normal podcast. But with a private podcast, you do have to put it out there a little bit more because they can't just go find it on their own unless they've stumbled across your website, your, you know, you speaking about it, or you've publicly put it, you know, on social media or whatever in your emails. Same goes with a public podcast. You want to talk about it, and even your weekly podcast. That's no different. The only thing is between public and private is that they can find it on their own. You just don't capture those email addresses. You would have to find a different way of doing that. And I can, you know, certainly help you with that. But so that is the main difference between the two. The strategy does not change. The only thing that changes is how you're distributing it. And that makes a big difference. So I'm going to give you some examples because this might help a little bit. So I'm now mostly focusing on service providers, but I do know a coach is a service provider. So I want to kind of pull that in just because we all know what a coach is and it makes a lot of sense. But for, let's just say, a business coach, we're just going to speak in broad general terms. They would probably want a weekly podcast, but they could also have a strategic limited series on the side that goes much more in depth. Now, they might have it more private because they already have a public podcast, but maybe they do. I do know of a coach who also has a public series out there because she wants it to be found, but it's very narrowed down into one specific topic. And that's what I recommend if you're going to have a limited series. It's basically a very specific topic. It's your framework. It's your process. It's those things. Whereas with a weekly public show, we're a little bit more free to talk about however we, you know, about whatever we want. We have guests on our shows. On a limited series, if you have a guest, I'm going to encourage you for it to be a client case study, because the whole purpose of the series is to guide someone into wanting to work with you. So maybe for another example, we have a copywriter. Now, again, they could certainly have a weekly public podcast. I know of many copywriters who do have a public show, but what might work better for them is a limited series because they want to share their process and they want to take someone from here's what it looks like to work with me all the way to the end. And you're giving them those objections, you're giving them those perspective shifts, all of the different things in a short amount of time. Plus, we know copywriters are busy and they don't want to keep up with a weekly podcast necessarily. So especially for service providers who are in the weeds and client work, we know that marketing our business is hard. And we also know that people are out there saying that if you don't have time to market, you don't have a business, which is also true because we can't get more clients if we don't market ourselves. So if you had a limited series out there working for you that you don't have that weekly commitment for, that is perfect for you because you know it's still working for you. And sure, your marketing time could be just pushing that podcast out there. And if it's public, you have the good keywords in there and it could be searched for. So that's a big difference between the two. So, and of course, either of these, I recommend podcast guesting to get more eyes on either show, whether it's a limited series or a public podcast. So that's basically the difference between the two. But when someone comes to me today, I am not just asking, or if someone, I guess I should say, if someone comes to me today saying, should I start a podcast? I'm not immediately just saying yes. I'm actually not even answering them. I'm actually going to stop. I'm going to stop and ask them, what business goal are you trying to accomplish? Are you wanting to get more visible? Are you wanting to just be consistently out there? Or do you just want a very specific sequence to help sell your offer? If that's the case, I'm going to send, you know, kind of steer you towards a limited series. But if you want the idea of this public podcast, and not necessarily to meet the top of the charts or to grow all the downloads, but you just want to be visible consistently, then you would probably want a weekly public show. So that's where I'm standing right now. So when you come to me, or if you come to me, I'm going to be asking your goals, which show is best for you. If you want all of the advantages of a podcast, but not the commitment, then I'm going to say you need a limited series podcast, because it will still work very well for you. And it's actually quicker because every episode is designed to lead them to the next episode and so forth. So this is a completely different conversation than I was having 6 months ago. But the whole goal is, do you need an ongoing conversation for your audience, or do you want one intentional listening experience? That's what you kind of need to step back and ask yourself. And if that's a limited podcast, you're going to create 8 to 12 episodes. You're going to publish them all at once, not necessarily dated or even numbered. They're all going to come up in their feed in a specific order anyway. We're going to put the show description that it is a limited series, so that if someone starts, they know they're going in a specific order, and they start here and they start binging your episodes. And I've always said what I love about a podcast is that someone finds you, they can binge your content, learn to love you, want to work with you, hire you. A limited series gives you that same effect, same concept, without you having to record weekly. But like I said, it's a specific number of episodes, and it gives them something to binge, but it introduces your philosophy, your frameworks. Because it's public, it's still discoverable through search. We would make sure we add in those SEO keywords, all of the things, to where they can still find it if they go search through Apple and Spotify. But it's not something that you're keeping up with on a weekly basis. So what I do with my clients is we start with the goal. If we find out that this limited series is what works, we think about, okay, well, what's the decision journey? Where do they go? What do they find? Then we figure out, what are these episodes that they need to hear to learn what it is that you do? Because maybe they're finding you for the first time. But by the time they've gotten through, maybe it's, let's just say 10. We're going to make it an even number. Let's just say you have 10 total episodes. You're not having to add to it each week, but they go through those 10 episodes. You've given them everything that they need to know to want to work with you. They could do that, depending on the length of the episodes, they could do that within a couple of days. Maybe if they're really eager, they'll do it all in one day. The goal of this is that they have enough information and time spent with you to where they do all of the things that a weekly podcast does. They know, like, trust you, but all the episodes are already there waiting for them. They're not having to wait for them to come out each week. You could have a landing page for this where they could, you know, it could become an opt-in too. You could say, hey, here's the public link, or you could say, here's a landing page, give me your email, I'll send it to you. Either way, the whole point of it is that you have all of these episodes, they can binge, learn, do all the things, but you don't have to commit to weekly publishing or adding to it. And then another option is, maybe you're just getting started into this whole audio thing. You're not really ready to commit to anything. You don't really even have an audience yet. Or maybe you've pivoted. I've done this before. You've pivoted. You need a new audience. What I would suggest for you is podcast guesting. That might be your first step. You want to borrow someone else's audience, build those relationships, be able to share your ideas, let people hear your voice, and then bring them into your own world. The only thing with that is you do need to have a place to send them to. So you're inviting them into your world. I have a podcast. I think it's called The Three Different Types of Podcasting, which I completely left out limited series podcast in that episode. So I would say there's four types now. But you would want to have something that you would bring them into your world. Ideally, this would be another way of having long form content. So if it is a blog, if it is, you know, I usually recommend someone having a different form of audio to send them to. So it kind of depends on where you want to start and what's best for your business, but is what I help clients figure out, is that I now know that not everybody wants a weekly public podcast, but the benefits of audio are so amazing for service providers that I believe you need some form of it. And I'm here to help you figure out what that could be. So the whole idea here is that I want you to notice what happened is that I did not start with the format like I used to. I started with the goal. What is the goal that you have? That's how I think about audio now. Not what podcast should we build. Instead, I think, okay, what is your business outcome? What are you trying to create? What are you wanting to do? Are you wanting to lessen the discovery calls? Are you wanting to get more leads? Are you wanting to eventually shorten that gap from finding you to working with you? And then we choose the right audio experience to support that goal. So that has completely changed the way I think about helping service providers now. When it comes to podcasting, is it's not just having a podcast. So now when someone asks me about podcasting, these are the three questions that I'm going to be asking. What business goal are you trying to accomplish? Who needs to hear what you have to say? And what type of audio experience would best serve that audience and you? And that's it. Everything else comes after we decide or answer those three questions. And I think for so long now, we've all been treating podcasting like it's a one size fits all. And I don't believe that anymore. And I said in one of the previous episodes that that was kind of like eye opening to me, and almost it kind of hit me a little bit as thinking, well, I've been doing this a certain way for 4 years now, four years while I'm recording this. And it's okay to not change our mind. I mean, it is okay to change your mind, but I'm not changing my mind. I'm expanding. And I think us as service providers deserve something much more intentional. Your business is not the same as mine. And your business is not the same as your best friend in business. Your audience isn't the same. We don't have the same audiences, the same things. We're all different. So I guess what I'm saying is, why would I make the solution be exactly the same for each person? So what I want you to be thinking about is, or if you are thinking that you know you want your business, or you know what you want your business to accomplish, but you have no idea what kind of audio experience makes sense for you, I would love to have a conversation with you. You can book a call with me. I'm going to leave a link below where you can do one of two things. You can book a 30-minute call with me and we can talk about this. We can look through what it would look like for you. Or if you don't want to hop on a call, you can send me your questions asynchronously using the link below as well. And we'll just simply figure out what it could look like for your business and maybe how I could help you. There's no pressure. I'm not going to assume you'd want to work with me. I'm just wanting to have a conversation. We'll start with your goals and work backwards from there. So I just love this idea where it's headed. I love that there are more options than just having a weekly public podcast. Again, there's the, you know, private podcasting, limited series podcasting. There's just so many different ways. But what I believe that we all do need is some form of audio experience in order to help these listeners trust us, learn from us, and do so in a faster way that we're not waiting 6 months anymore to want them to be able to figure out if it's us they need to work with. I mean, sure, people are going to take time, budget reasons, all the different reasons. They're not in the right headspace. But overall, for someone who really does need what you have to offer, we want to shorten that gap. And that's what I want to help you do. So stay tuned. There's so much more to come. And I am just so excited for this. So, all right, I will see you back here next week.